the trip almost over.
We made it.
No, we haven't. You just jinxed us. Plane's going down now.
Oh, that's
great.
Thanks,
Katie.
That's great.
Jeez. Just replay this on tomorrow, all right, when there's a big old plane accident.
I'm talking about, like...
This is what's going to run on the news.
You'd be going down in style, though.
Right, that's true. Yeah, we're done. We're almost done.
Radio host predicts demise.
Congratulations. You know, we'll might through the next 3 hours. I don't know about the two of you. I've been here since Friday. You got here Sunday. I'm 2 days ahead of you guys in Vegas time.
Is it about 2 days too much for you?
I'm not gonna, you know.
We've tried to catch up with you.
You've done a fine job at that. Well, we'll get to that in just a second. The adventures of Nady and Kate from yesterday. I just Summer League is here. And we enjoy covering Summer League and doing the King stuff. I do honestly wish it was not here. There are a number of other places like, I don't know, Sioux Falls, Omaha, Dallas, Houston.
Here's a real question for you.
Yes.
I was outside before the show started, and our buddy that we met here on Monday that just moved to Vegas from Seattle.
From Seattle, I just talked to him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So here's a thought. You took the Sonics away from Seattle.
Why not you? Yeah.
Why the NBA? Why not give them Summer League?
That would be phenomenal, Katie.
It's a great place in the summer.
Because NBA players and their friends that flood the city, I don't think there's really, you know, you've got the gambling and
like really
hookers. And, yeah, exactly. What are they going to go to Seattle and kayak?
Oh,
and
Dave, now you're making a horrible assumption.
You're right.
The people that are involved in the oldest profession are extra busy.
Oh, there's hookers everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, sure, but I just don't know if they're as readily available and of the quality in Seattle. You know, they're more like,
you're assuming that all these young guys are coming here and partaking in things other than just gambling.
Well, yeah.
And basketball.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's that's like, wait, what? One of them has an extra phone? What is this? What is this new technology we talk about? You mean there's a phone for his, you know, regular phone calls and then a side phone for private phone calls from other people that a handler holds?
Aren't there all kinds of things now? You were talking about an app a couple weeks ago.
Not from
a couple weeks ago where you can just get a different number, which I think is kind of brilliant.
That's great.
Because
yeah.
there are some, sometimes for give
that
work,
away.
You don't want to give out your work.
It's our secret.
Oh, yeah.
It's quiet. I don't want to ruin it for guys everywhere who go out and get other phone lines.
I'm just
like,
saying.
You can't share anything with her, can
no.
you?
No. Hey, Nate, welcome.
We talked about this
welcome
three
in.
Weeks ago.
Welcome
but I'm
in.
Thinking about it. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of people,
yes.
period, that have.
Kate, Nate, if you're going to be Katie's new best friend, there's a few things you need to understand that I can help you with. One of them is you have to be very clear about what you do and don't want to be talked about on the radio. And if you don't actually physically say it and you just assume it,
Dave, you talked about
it's
this
your
app
fault.
On air. I'm not talking
know
about
do.
The other one.
I know. I
but it makes sense.
It
I don't
does.
Know.
I'm talking
I have
about
hard
the other one.
As we know yesterday, I have a hard enough time keeping track of one cell phone.
Ding.
Thank God. It was in my room.
It was in your room.
Yeah.
Thank
so
gosh.
That was fine. Yeah.
Yes.
But no, I mean, for everybody, a lot of people have a work cell phone that their work gives them and your personal cell
right.
phone. And instead of, especially dudes don't carry around purses. Like, why don't you just
well, what are those
have
called,
one
Nate?
Number for work and one number for personal?
I'd love that. I think
it'd be
great.
It's called a satchel.
Or a merce.
A merce.
Yes.
A man purse.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I think that the new thing is fanny packs. They're coming back.
Are they the new old thing?
The new old thing.
Fanny packs and Pokemon are both coming back?
True story.
So we're done. Wait, was there going to be a story after that? Or are you reacting to what I just said?
True story.
True
about
story.
Fanny packs.
Yes, what?
Found this out from my Australian teammate when I... First year in the WNBA, fanny packs never took off in Australia because fanny is actually the term that they use to describe the female.
Oh, that's right.
Down yeah. under, you know?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right. So fanny packs did not take off in Australia.
She walked out.
You mean as in like, hold on, let me try to use
the
it in a sentence
down
here.
Under.
Those yoga pants are way too tight. I can see your fanny.
Yes.
You got wow.
A,
which
a
has
fanny,
a completely
a
different. Wow. A fanto?
Which really brings a new meaning to fanny pack.
Right? Wow. It's a great point. I love those double entendres. It's like
so does she,
right? It's like we had a meeting, but it just depends on how you spell meeting. It means two totally different things. So we're delirious today. We're almost done. We're almost ready to come back home. We all miss Sacramento.
Oh, yes.
There was no activity yesterday in good old Summer League, which gave us a chance to reflect. Yes, Katie, blow that thing. And thank you for having the whistle out.
I miss my sleep train bed.
I'm looking forward.
Gee golly.
Our boss slash producer, Kevin, put something in the rundown that I didn't put down in our notes. So I guess we need to have time to get to what you guys did. I will just say I had a rather mild evening of buffet with a friend.
Right.
Of which, by the way, there were crab legs. And I went for it.
Oh, my gosh. Dear Lord. Breakfast. We went to the buffet yesterday after the show. And I was like, the only thing missing, because I had
crab
mussels,
legs.
And you tweeted that out.
Yeah.
Crab legs were the only things missing.
Boy, did I plate me some crab legs. and it's funny because the bathroom is on the other side of the casino. So you have to... You have to walk through looking like you just got off the deadliest catch, trying to get to the bathroom and not touch anything while I've got like crab goo all over me. Seriously, I'm holding my hands up right now like I was yesterday. You're like a doctor after he washes, where you're just holding your hands up and walking through and people are looking at you. Got there, did that, and then we were supposed to, we're going to go to Topgolf after, and I just felt like, you know what, I'm waving the white flag on Vegas.
Like day five of Vegas.
I'm done. I'm going back to my room. I'm going to watch me some Blacklist because my wife is.
I knew you were going to do that.
I check on Netflix. My wife's on like the. When I left, we were on episode 12 of season one. I went on Netflix yesterday. It's like, next up, episode 19, season two. So I know what my wife's been doing. I mean, it'd be a great cover if she was cheating on me just to let Netflix fly through for a while. So it might be that, but I'm pretty sure Melissa's flying through, so I have to catch up, which I tried to do. And then what he put on the rundown, and this is very, very true. So I'm on the phone with our boss about 10:30 last night, and all of a sudden I hear a... And honestly, I thought it might be one of you two and someone had something, whatever had happened. I don't know. Nobody knew except the two of you where I was. So I go to the door and I see these three gentlemen outside.
Oh.
And when I say gentlemen.
He did not send them to you.
When I say gentlemen, I use that, you know.
They look very gentle.
They did not look very gentle at all. And so I look and I'm like, okay. All right. Maybe they just probably had the wrong room or whatever. But I'm on the phone with Kevin. And I said, hey, dude, just stay on the phone. Don't say anything. Just stay on the line real quick. I got somebody at my door. I don't know who it is. So I'm looking through the peepee hole. And then I hear a like harder, like a C knock, if you know what I mean, like the FBI knock. Mm-hmm. And so I go, who is it? and the guy goes, room service. And he puts his finger over the button.
Did you call security?
And I was gonna, and I was just like, I didn't order room service. I don't need to deepen my voice anymore, but I'm just like, okay. And like I went on the latch and like closed it just in case. I'm looking through, and the finger's still there. And then he pulls the finger away, and they just continue down the hall.
Wow. Like,
so I don't know if it was a case of mistaken room,
right,
or if that was their like, we're gonna bust into your room and steal all your Pokemon.
You have a bunch of memorabilia?
Yeah, exactly. Dude, honestly, that's so funny you say that. That's exactly what I thought was, this is like the OJ thing.
Yeah.
Where they roll in and do their thing. And I just got done watching The Blacklist. Or I was like in the middle of watching Blacklist before I talked to Kevin.
Your mind was totally in
totally.
The
So like I felt like being like, federal agent, I have a gun. But then that might be a bad move, because what if they do? And now I'm in a firefight. And,
bringing a cell phone to a firefight.
Right. I'm sitting there with my little plastic silverware going, pew, pew, pew. So that, yeah, he put that. That's I wasn't going to mention that.
We're going to talk about the nearly being attacked.
Yeah, I wasn't going to necessarily talk about that. But there it is. So that was... Hey, that was my night.
Nice.
Thank goodness I brought my teddy bear, because I was a little scared, and then finally crashed. So yeah, it's Las Vegas. I'm ready to go home. Whereas
that's creepy, dude.
Yeah, it was really creepy. And
room service.
Yeah, room service. Nuh-uh. I didn't order any.
Well, the best part is that we all know that that's not possible.
What, room service?
Yes.
because you call for. We all tried to call for room service once because it was late and we were tired. We all just wanted like a burger.
Yes.
Yeah, and the room service where we're staying is rather affordable. It's not like we're like, give me some caviar, please. it was it's about what you pay
downstairs
anywhere else.
Yeah.
So, and we all have gone through this thing where we dialed the room service line. It just rings for like 5 minutes and then just goes to a busy signal.
Yep.
Which maybe my personal belief, there is no room service.
That's mine.
They just offer it.
I was telling Nate, I was like, I have not seen a single room service tray anywhere in the hotel.
No, I haven't either. Outside any door.
I haven't seen it outside.
It's a myth.
Door.
You open up the room service menu, there's like Sasquatch, Yeti, the female. So, all these myths throughout the years, including room service there. That being said, let me make sure we underline this as well. Day three, we're all snarky and bitchy. Bottom line is the people out here at CBS Radio Las Vegas have taken amazing care of us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, despite that small little blip, the hotel, everything down here has been fantastic, first class treatment. And of course, our thanks to Jiffy Lube Sacramento for making everything that we do down here and whenever we're on the road completely possible. So check them out at JiffyLubeCA.com. Your road trips start at Jiffy Lube this summer. I'm actually looking for the tweet before we go to break. Matt Graham, my buddy over at Jiffy Lube, is very enterprising, and that's one of the reasons I love him. And I retweeted a Jiffy Lube tweet yesterday, and I've just been waiting for this to happen. Jiffy Lube, if you go to any of their locations and you take a picture of a Pokemon on that Pokemon game with their sign being shown, you'll get a $50 gift certificate.
Wow.
Just go to at Jiffy Lube Sack. And really, that's the next place this Pokemon game is going to, is where you're going to start finding businesses, drawing people there. So the Sacramento Kings are doing a Pokemon meetup.
I tweeted, but I don't know what that means.
Of course not.
What a meetup means?
Yeah. Well, hey.
I don't know what a Pokemon meetup
is. I don't either. And there's every bone in my body instinctually wants to be like, nerds! But I do so many nerdy things, it's impossible for me to hate on this. And the more I read about it, the more that there are some negatives to this Pokemon Go game. But here's one great thing, is you're getting a lot of people with a serious vitamin D deficiency that are going out into the sunshine and exercising walking.
Yeah.
That's actually a good thing. I can't hate on that. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll find out the great adventures of Nady and Kate from last night as they were out on the Vegas Strip. Chris Granger, the Kings president, is set to join us. If you're unemployed, you're going to stay tuned for his interview as he's out here offering jobs to people back home. And then we have a lot of stuff to get to. Last night's All-Star game, rule changes in politics and sports. We didn't get to this yesterday. They're starting to merge, whether it be the Lynx, Isaiah Kroll of the Browns. There's a lot of stuff going back and forth, and we're going to have some questions for you.
And I have a really good person to add to our little bracket of biggest Kings villains.
We'll find out if that's true or false, if it's a really good person next on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK. Grant will be broadcasting live from the American Century Golf Championship with all kinds of celebrity sports stars and the like to next week, starting Tuesday.
That's the Tahoe thing?
Yeah, it's the Tahoe thing. Yeah.
I've never been to that, but I hear it's amazing.
Nah, it's a blast. We'll have a 4-pack of tickets to give away in the 8 o'clock hour. You heard sound from the All-Star game right there coming back. We'll talk about that here in a little bit. Dave, Katie, and Nate live as opposed to taped from Las Vegas. Did you know that over 60% of people, I forget the name for it, but I read this yesterday and was like, oh my God, there's some sort of term for it when you feel a false vibration in your pocket and believe your phone is ringing. Have either of you ever experienced this?
Yeah, all the time.
I get that. I just got it, and that's what made me bring that up out of nowhere. My phone, I'm looking at my phone on the desk,
right,
and my leg just vibrated where my pocket is, which probably tells
me. False vibration.
Yeah, of course. Well, I would imagine so if my phone's on the desk.
Well, I don't know what else is in your
pocket. False vibration.
Thank you. It's a Beach Boys song. The way I think about it, I probably have some sort of coronary artery issue, is that that's what it is. Bottom line is, it's weird. Yes. Well, we're all dying, Nate. You guys last night,
just on the inside.
Good point there too. You went, you guys have very much, Vegas'd, as hard as you can.
Given
the circumstances, I imagine if there were no radio shows to do, Nate would be a pile of cells and membranes right now.
Yet. I mean,
no.
Sure.
He'd still be at the roulette table.
So you guys have done some gamblings. I know, yesterday when we went to the buffet, you enjoyed the buffet much more than I. for many reasons. And it was a rather extended buffet for the two of you while I went and gambled and waited on you guys.
You won big.
I, straight flush on three-card poker.
Pretty good.
That was neat. And you know what? Last night, I did a little bit more gambling.
Really?
Got down, gave away a little bit, made it right back, got even, and left. Yeah, yep. Vegas has been, between Nate's putt and that three-card poker, Vegas has actually been very kind to me compared to usual. You guys at one point said to me, hey, because here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to go to this restaurant that a buddy of mine recommended called the Hole in the Wall, which is an Italian restaurant with accordion players and all that. It comes with wine with dinner for free, all the house wine you can drink, and family-style Italian. Wanted to do that and then go to Topgolf. And Nate, who is just fantastic in how he does it in his approach, like, you know, I mean, I appreciate the invite, but kind of want to do some other things. You're uniquely Vegas, and I understand that. That's
we were talking about
Nate
this
has successfully. Just come on. No, you can just come out and say it. Nate has successfully flaked on two of three major activities that were planned. The one he didn't flake on was golf, and I think if he could have, he might have thought about that at 9:45. But you trooped it through. But then, that's what I wanted to do. And Nate and Katie were like, well, we want to kind of, you know, we'll eat on the strip, and then we're going to go to a what is it called, a drag show?
We went to a drag show. It is the longest running show.
Yes.
In
Divas
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh. And I've always wanted to go to one, right? And never gone. So Nate and I actually got really lucky and got tickets last night.
Did you?
And
why was it lucky?
Like, they're like $100 a piece.
Yeah.
But and you know, the theater's not super big, but the ones that were left are like way in the back, right?
Uh-huh.
And we go to the concierge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's for you too.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the concierge, and he's looking. He's like, oh, well, we've got some, you know, $94, you know, seats here way in the back. He's like, oh, wait. He's like, we've got a couple seats up here. Normally, we're
like, I'm going to take care of you. You guys are getting lucky.
And he's like, I'm not supposed to do this. But he handed us like this coupon for like to get money. We ended up paying less than $40 a ticket to sit like right up
in
the front.
You're in like the fourth row.
Wow. Yeah. Your pictures look very close.
We'll tweet out some pictures. But Dave, we were very sad.
Yeah.
That you did not come.
Oh, you don't have to tell me that.
We were very sad.
No, believe me, I think, I promise you, everybody had a better time, including me, because I didn't go.
I get that.
If I had gone, it would have made your guys' time less fun.
I get that. I
promise you. One thing that we have definitely learned on this trip is that Dave, Katie, and Nate have differentiating opinions on what is and is not fun, and that's fine. We all are our own individuals. You guys are like peas and carrots and Forrest and Jenny. And you know, I honestly would have rather those people broken into my room and savagely beat me than go to that show. But you guys had fun.
Yeah, but we got you something because we
missed did you. Oh, that's good.
We got you some souvenirs.
Oh, did you?
Okay. The first one is
Oh God.
And all proceeds to everything we got goes to Make-A-Wish.
So, oh, well, that's good.
Because it goes to a good cause, we kind of went maybe a little bit overboard.
We figured
overboard.
We could invest in
did
it.
You?
Okay.
The first one is. We got you a T-shirt, and we got it signed.
Oh, did you?
By multiple.
Oh my goodness!
And you know what? I looked at it and I was like, I think this might be better than the kitty cat shirts that Dave's wearing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right.
Here's
I'm taking
t-shirt.
A picture
yeah,
right
we'll
here.
These out.
Uh huh.
maybe better.
Oh, maybe better.
Because you missed
because
the show.
Because you missed it, we got you a DVD.
Oh, that's great.
Of the show.
Oh.
It gets even better
because,
David, inside the DVD,
yeah.
Show them what we got, Katie.
Four free tickets.
Oh, really? Well, look at that. Four free tickets.
You know what, though?
What?
I'm telling you. I guarantee you that if you came back to Vegas.
Excuse me.
You come to Vegas a lot.
Yeah, way too much.
Say if you come, I don't know, you come with Nagel sometimes.
Yeah,
Garth,
yes.
And that
right.
might be something the three of you want to
I'm
do
sure
together.
It would be. That,
but
yes.
I think your wife would actually enjoy it.
I'll bet, you know what, and she just might. Maybe my wife and my sister and my mother, they can take a girl's trip and come on down and enjoy the Divas.
The coup de grace.
Oh, there's more.
There's more.
Oh, dear Lord.
We got you a Frankie Barbie doll.
Oh, get out of Dodge.
We were assured by Frank Marino himself that that doll is not anatomically correct.
Just to make sure that he said, I'm not going to have you pay $25 for a Barbie doll and then spend $25,000 in therapy for your child.
Right. Okay. Okay, good. Now, do we know, are those authentic Frankie Marino signatures?
Yes.
Okay.
Signed this last night.
Look at
night,
that. Right? Yeah, it's autographed.
And the best part is, again, like I said, this maybe something Avery would like.
Yeah, I'm going to give that to her.
It's not, again, it's not anatomically
correct. Right. No, I understand
it's
that.
A Barbie doll.
Yeah.
It's, again, all of the proceeds.
All of them. They go to Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish.
That's fantastic.
Which is pretty fantastic. We didn't get you Frankie's book, though.
No.
That's
the one thing. You know what? Good thing, because I already have it. So it's kind of...
What's it titled? I believe it's called His Majesty the Queen.
His Majesty
Probably.
The Queen.
No, I think that's what
it's called. Really? Is it?
But it was a fantastic show. And maybe the best one. What do you think? The best, like...
Reba McEntire was really good.
Reba McEntire was amazing.
Shania Twain, I got a kick out of.
There was Britney Spears.
Whitney Houston, Patti LaBelle.
Shania Main.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, Queen of Turner.
Yep.
That's fantastic.
It was fun.
Well, thank you guys for thinking of me. That's awesome.
And now you get to haul all this stuff back on a plane.
Absolutely.
Just in case.
Yes, we have to break.
Look at the picture.
Oh, gosh.
We got our picture taken with Britney Spears prior to the show.
You know, it looks just like him, too.
Here's the best part about this. We're walking and we're going, we're going to get the picture. Like, we weren't really sure which diva it was, right? And you know, she's very nice. They get the picture. And as we walk away, she says, enjoy the show.
Thank you. We'll take a break and get into Summer League next. It's very nice for you guys. Well, at first I thought that was a board game. Chutes and ladders. We'll be right back. It's The Drive, Sports 1140 KHCK. Your road trip started Jiffy Lube this summer. This is a road trip is finishing here this summer. Our final day in Vegas. Thanks so much for joining us all week covering Kings Summer League. Back tomorrow will be Katie and Nate. I will be gone till Tuesday. So please, everyone, enjoy that vacation. And then it's off and running. Today, ladies and gentlemen, and Katie, this is your first foray into this. Today is officially the worst day in sports. It is. This day right here, and it's not about the date. It does not matter that today is July 13th, 2016. It is the day between the end of the All-Star game and the next day, tomorrow, will be baseball coming back again.
Right.
Now, a lot of times we'll find that things will happen today. And the reason that things sometimes happen today, if you look over it historically, is because other sports leagues and people understand that the media will make stuff up to throw into the news cycle if they're not fed.
Right.
So if you want something out there that's not going to get buried, today is the best day of the year to do that. I've often wondered why the NFL or the NBA or even baseball don't do something. Now, ESPN has capitalized this by doing the ESPYs and all that. Mm-hmm. But today should be really celebrated. There's no home run derby like the day before the All-Star game. Mm-hmm. It's already the worst time in sports anyways when you just have baseball, no basketball, no football, no college football. The Olympics have not started yet. So today, that's it. This should have an official day name.
It's once a year, right?
Once a year.
There's only one day a year where there's not a single professional sport that's going on.
Nothing. There's nothing. I mean, there might be a soccer
Tour
game somewhere.
France.
I don't know. So like I said, Tour de France, the worst day in sports is when we're talking about Tour de France as a defense. We had the All-Star game yesterday, and people kind of care about that. There were a number of Mets on the team yesterday, and Terry Collins, the manager, was asked about their performance.
Is it a little bit disappointing that you couldn't get one of your own guys in?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we had some health issues, and we knew that. The other guys, you know, they were available, and you know, we had it set up to when we were going to use them, and we just didn't get to get there. But I'm not disappointed that, you know, they didn't get in because they were going to be in big parts if they did get in.
So the American League, by the way, as it seems like they do every single year, they went ahead and won. Which means, barring a sweep, that just basically tells you, once again, the Giants will clinch on the road their fourth World Series in a few years, as they've done with every other World Series they've won in this final run. Commissioners were talking yesterday, and we'll get to Adam Silver at some point later in the program. Rob Manfred is the commissioner of Major League Baseball, and he talked about, I think, what a lot of baseball fans are thinking and not saying. Even if you're not a Cubs fan, the Cubs winning is pretty good for baseball.
I have to acknowledge that the Cubs winning the World Series would be really good for the business of baseball.
Absolutely.
It would. Yes, it would.
That was obviously on a radio show, which is what you heard absolutely in the background. He also talked a little bit about gambling.
Gambling is one of those balance issues for sports, right? You have to have a set of rules for players or people involved right. in the actual play of the game that protect the integrity of the sport. There can never be any hint that, you know, gambling has somehow encroached on those who actually determine the outcome of the contest.
Right.
I like Rob Manfred so far. He hasn't really, and it's mainly because he hasn't done anything to screw anything up yet. You compare him to Bud Selig.
Basically the job with baseball.
That
right?
really is. Just don't screw anything up. Don't be stupid. And he, Bud Selig was, you know, Bud Selig grew the game. I mean, there are things about Bud Selig that I think don't get talked about enough. The game of baseball is far more profitable and popular when you look at the numbers now, weirdly enough, than it was when Selig took over, which it kind of seems like it might be the opposite with football coming on so strong and even basketball. Mm-hmm. But Rob Manfred, really in his, I believe this is still his first full year as commissioner, although it might maybe longer. It seems like just yesterday he took over. David Ortiz, Big Poppy, was in the game, and in the third inning, he came to the plate.
David Ortiz coming out of the game for a pinch runner.
Came off the plate.
The entire American League team coming out to greet him, to hug him, and he gets a nice standing ovation.
Got a standing ovation, not just from the fans, but from his fellow American League players. Also, the National League players joined in, and the AL team came out of the dugout to greet him, and that touched him
something
a bit.
Something that I will never forget. Something that, you know, you see all your boys. I mean, pretty much everybody in this dugout have been related to one way or the other. You know, it's always like communication at some point.
Maybe it's my West Coast bias. I don't know. I like David Ortiz, and he's probably a Hall of Fame player, and I he's getting like the Kobe almost farewell. And no disrespect.
Hey guys, David Ortiz is just as much of a cheater as Barry Bonds is. He is. He's failed more tests than Barry Bonds ever did legally.
You just pissed off
just saying.
All of Boston.
I'm with you. I've always kind of felt that way, where it's like, I mean, you know, they, whatever.
I mean, good for him, and he's been, like I say, he's probably a Hall of Fame player. I'm sure he is, but I just don't think of him as like the one of those transcendent baseball players.
Right. And part of it is just got to be bringing a ring to Boston.
I think
right?
so. I think that's a huge part of it.
Although last night, as I was watching the postgame, I think it was Tim Kurkjian was kind of gushing over David Ortiz, and he says, you know, he's the greatest designated hitter of all time, which is, you know, it's probably true. I tried to think about it, but and I kind of also started thinking, like, is there a more backhanded compliment?
That's
greatest
true.
Designated hitter ever.
It's true.
Like, man, well, you know, guy can't really do anything but swing a bat once every couple innings.
Yeah, he played.
He's good at it.
He played. He's half of a Hall of Fame player. Good for him.
Exactly.
He, you know, it's like if you had, I don't know, you had some guy out there. Imagine in the NBA if you had some dude that, like, shot the three, but then ran straight to the bench on defense, and then you had your designated defender come in. Sam Dallenberg is coming off the bench to block shots. It doesn't make a ton of sense.
Sounds like you're talking about Steph Curry, Dave.
Well, or whomever. And then, yeah.
We saw Steph Curry last night.
Oh, did you? Did you?
Okay, of all of the, you know, the little people out on the strip, you got the fake Elmos and, you know, like the ladies
there
dressed up
Chewbacca
like
Chewbacca out there at 15 right. degrees.
Mickey and Minnie, all that type of stuff. There's a Steph Curry impersonator.
Okay, good, because I was wondering. I thought you were going to say you saw Steph at the drag show. Yeah,
no, looks just like him.
Really?
Wears the uniform and has the mouthpiece hanging out.
Did he
and
really?
When he's not chewing on the mouthpiece. He's chewing on his fingernails.
Really?
Yeah, the guy was spot on.
And I assume people were taking pictures with this guy.
I didn't see anyone.
I mean, we walked by him twice. We talked to him one time.
Did you?
But, I mean, he was a young kid.
Right.
Good
for
like
him.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little cash on the side.
I know. Hustling.
That's the thing. And street workers aren't just hookers anymore.
And we said, fast forward 10 years, and this guy's going to be managing some of the best athletes in the business.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. The most popular and worn out topic in all of sports radio. If you haven't heard it in the previous 48, you're going to hear it today. Is which is the best All-Star game? And I'd like to take a curveball on that question, so maybe it's a little bit different. I think best is very best is the wrong word. I'd like to look at the big three All-Star games and the fact that home field advantage is decided in the baseball All-Star game.
Problems with that.
And talk a little bit about that and really what we could do, if anything, if we were Robert Manfred, to improve the whole situation. Greg Popovich talked about Tim Duncan yesterday as well. You're not going to want to miss what he had to say. For an emotionless guy, there's a little bit of emotion underneath that big, gruffy surface. We'll take a break. We'll come back on The Drive live from Vegas. Thanks to Jiffy Lube right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. All right, welcome back. The Drive, Las Vegas, Sports 1140 KHDK. We continue our coverage live from Vegas. Not Vegas. You know what? It's been knock, good all week. And then because of the heat and things that happen in the atmosphere that we don't know, I hope you enjoyed that last extended commercial break. But that means if you made it all the way through that, we've got less commercials coming up the rest of the way as we had a couple technical difficulties.
It's 6:55, time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident, visit gambos.com for a free online estimate.
We had something rain, all the hustle and bustle. Well, you guys were listening to a couple of extra spots there.
The stroke one in.
Yes, they did. And we were hustling back over here trying to figure out whatever the difficulty was. And I know there was something going in as we teased out a last break, which was we were going to talk about the virtue of the All-Star mm-hmm. game. And, Katie, you know, we have a very short segment here, followed by the break's going to be like, seriously, guys, 1 minute for us to reset at the top of the hour, and then we're going to have a very long segment to make up for that. So we'll get into that All-Star stuff here in the next segment so we can actually have a conversation about it. What we didn't get to yesterday, though, and since this is short, we have a little bit of time, is Dana White in his first comments following the sale of the Ultimate Fighting Championship to a gigantic conglomerate with a lot of letters. I'll save you the details on that. Here's Dana on the sale.
One of the things that we have always done since the day we bought this company is we've taken it to the next level. And, you know, obviously I didn't sleep too well last night. And obviously there was a lot of positive and a lot of people saying, but then you got the negative people out there and the naysayers on, you know, oh, this, that. Listen, we've this is going to be massive.
I have a picture I'm going to tweet out, somebody put out there, just to show you how much one can change in just a matter of 14 years. In addition to a $2 million investment that the Fertittas made back in 2002 to buy the UFC from a company called SEG, more letters there, Dana White came on with them as the president. It's a good story, and someday I'm sure there will be a movie about it. Dana White growing up kind of a hustler. He was a boxing trainer, worked with Tito Ortiz and Chuck Liddell as their manager very early on, and he convinced two of his school buddies, the Fertitta brothers, who had a ton of money, to purchase the UFC for $2 million. He would come on as president. They owned 90%. He owned 10%.
$2
million? $2
million. Okay, so the first time you said $2
billion. So they, I said $2
million. The very first
Either way,
time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm just, I was like.
$2 million to $4 billion
yeah, so in
14
time,
years.
I was like, dang, they made 50%. That's great. But
well, they made a lot more
than
that.
50%.
Here is, and I'll tweet this out so you people at home can see this. Here is a screenshot of Dana White, newly crowned president of the UFC, in his first interview as part of the UFC pay-per-view promotion just 12 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, he still has some hair.
He kind of looks like Darren Revelle.
He looks very... Dana looked very dorky and goofy when he came on. And now
Darren Revelle was a vegan.
Kinda. It really, that does really look like Dana White's nerdy little brother.
Wow. Yeah.
And now
yeah.
he's all beefed out and bald and all, you know,
hard looking.
Exactly.
I'm guessing he didn't take up your offer for the to come on.
No,
shockingly. For $11.
I'll throw him out stupid stuff like that every once in a while. I text him like, hey, dude, we're in Vegas. Why don't you come down to the studio and hang out with us for an hour? I'll give you $11. That was right after. That was when we were.
Man, I'd throw five on it.
There you go. That's $16 right there. You know, odds are next year he comes down every year. Next year at the since he's too big to come on the show now. Next year at the Super Bowl,
he can't fit through the door.
Exactly. Yeah, he's been working out too much. One last thing from Dana before we break. Here's on what really the immediate future holds for the UFC.
I'm telling you guys. I said this. Look at the things that I said 15 years ago. And listen to what I'm telling you today. watch what happens in the next 5 years.
And to be more specific, he's talking about Ari Emanuel, again, the guy that the real-life guy that Jeremy Piven's character in Entourage was based on, and Dana White talks about what his friend Ari is going to do for the UFC.
I come up with tons of content. I mean, if you look at the library that I have from the past, the live fights, the ability to do all these different television shows with the talent that I have. I have 500 men and women under contract, talented people. Ari's going to help take that to the next level.
So, you know, listen, you're not going to sell the company and stay with the company, and then your first comments be like, nah, I don't know what's going to happen.
It's kind
of, of course, Dana's a promoter. He's a modern-day Barnum and Bailey type of dude. That's his job. Of course he's going to come out.
Are you calling the UFC a circus?
It is very much a circus.
Or are you calling Dana White a grifter?
Yep. In both cases, that is 100% accurate. And really, I think a circus is the absolute best way to describe the UFC. They are a smaller organization than you'd think. They pick up their tent poles and go city. They're in Sioux Falls, I want to say, tonight. Is it tonight? This week for yet another show after they put three cards on last week. Now, those were all in Vegas.
Yeah.
And they go all around the world, this tiny little group of travelers, and they put on these fights. They leave. They start up again in a new city. They do it all over again. Really, the inside of the UFC is a lot smaller than people think. As long as Dana White, and there's a lot of people out there that dislike him, and I get that. As long as these guys keep Dana White on at least over for the next 5 to 10 years, which, by the way, reports out there saying in addition to his holdings and what he got out of the sale, he now still retains 9% of the profits of the company each and every year. That's his contract to give him that incentive to continue to grow the company. So, in fact, the money he's going to make, if you go by years past, you're looking at somewhere around $100-200 million a year. In addition to the $400 million he already made off the company and everything that he'd made up into the sale. So Dana, not poor.
It's 7:01, time to drive safe. But if you're in an accident, visit Gambo's.com for a free online estimate.
All right, we'll take a break. It's a very, very short break because of those time difficulties. So please do stand by. When we get back, there's the All-Star Game. And a very interesting thing maybe you didn't see if you were watching the All-Star Game that happened during the National Anthem. And by National Anthem, I mean Canadian National Anthem. We'll explain that when we get back on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHDK.